how many emails do I get from people wanting to peek behind my curtain?
What?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And by my curtain, I mean our morning show.
Oh, okay.
Still concerned.
I was like, yeah. I don't know.
Well, people like to get a behind-the-scenes look in the entertainment world, and we're just a small name in that spectrum.
Right. Yeah,
if you think what happens behind the scenes here is interesting, then you're really going to like this, because BuzzFeed just gathered some of the craziest moments that have actually happened on real movie sets.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I love it.
You know, there's been a lot of crazy on this show. I feel like we may still have them beat, too.
It's possible. Yeah. Let's find out. Number 10, from Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
It's the first Star Wars movie.
Okay.
For the guy who plays Chewbacca, whenever he was wearing his costume, apparently he had to be escorted around by crew members in bright vests through the Pacific Northwest so people wouldn't accidentally mistake him for Bigfoot and try to shoot him.
Oh,
that makes sense.
That does. It's a Yeti, and he's got bodyguards.
The whole time it was Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Those fuzzy photos.
Yeah. He just I didn't hear him, I just saw him.
Number 9 from the movie Apocalypse Now. It's a war film from the 1970s.
Okay.
Police actually showed up on set in the Philippines and took everyone's passports after they discovered that they were using unidentified bodies as props. In the film.
Oh my gosh.
They really were?
They,
like legit people?
Legit. They bought them from a grave robber.
No.
Oh my God.
I mean,
you know that there was still somebody complaining about how bad the effects were in that movie.
Yeah, I know. How did they not win the Oscar for the best props?
Yeah. I mean, and God, those people should have at least got a credit.
Like yeah.
Absolutely.
Number 8 from Passion of the Christ.
Oh, I remember that one. That's that Mel Gibson crazy film, right?
Yeah.
Now you're going to tell me they really used Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, what twist!
Mel Gibson was actually crucified.
The main actor, Jim Caviezel, was filming the Sermon on the Mount scene when he was randomly struck by lightning.
No!
Oh, oh my God.
Coincidence?
What?
No, or was he holding a large metal pole?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so.
That's God.
That's crazy.
Like, hey,
telling them to stop.
You have bad taste.
Yeah.
Number
not how it went down.
Yeah,
guys.
Exactly.
Number 7, Poltergeist. You guys know that, the 80s
scary.
Horror movie.
Yeah.
The main actress spent 4 to 5 days shooting a scene in a pool of real skeletons.
Oh,
what?
Because fake ones were considered too expensive to use.
Wait, it's cheaper to get a fake, to get a real skeleton?
Apparently.
I gotta say, though, like, after I die.
Oh, no.
If someone wanted to use my skeleton as a prop, it'd be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, I'm not doing anything with it.
We'll just leave you sitting in your chair right there, your skeleton.
Pose me.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the craziest moments that have happened on the sets of famous movies. Number 6 from The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
During the Wicked Witch of the West smoke-filled exit from Munchkin Land, the actress who plays the witch apparently suffered burns on her hands and her face. From the smoke.
And she really was like, I'm melting!
Yeah.
She's like, no, really, guys, I am.
Yeah, it's hurting.
Yeah.
The worst part is, apparently they shot the scene wrong, so they had to keep redoing it.
No.
By the end, she had to go to the hospital, but it was a great scene.
Oh, yeah, nailed it.
So,
worth it.
Number 5, this is from To the Ends of the Earth.
What is that one?
It was a TV show that lasted 3 episodes.
Never saw it.
But it starred famous actor Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Oh,
I mean, it's always good
to
hear when actors can really rebound from a failure like that.
Yeah.
So while he was filming this, him and his friends were driving to set when their tire blew out, and they ended up getting kidnapped at gunpoint on the side of the road.
Whoa.
Why, because he was just too hot and somebody had to take him?
Probably. And then they were left out in the middle of nowhere.
What?
Oh,
are you serious?
God.
That's probably why it only made it 3 episodes.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't find the stars.
Yeah, they're gone.
Lost them.
Number 4 from the movie Titanic. The majority of the cast and crew had to be rushed to the hospital one night after being poisoned with PCP-spiked clam chowder.
No.
What
the heck?
Wait, they're like all tripping?
And that's
what happens on PCP?
That's the most boring way to spike someone in your clam chowder.
Yeah, what?
Come on, put it in a cocktail already.
And to this day, nobody knows how it happened.
Yeah, I definitely blame Kate Winslet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There are rumors that there was a disgruntled chef who'd been let go and that he was responsible for it.
Jeez. Well, I guess that's a more fun thing than food poisoning.
Yeah.
No?
Like,
no.
Yeah, Stephen the Van Living Chef really didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to smoke? No, Stephen, go cook for us.
Number 3 from Now You See Me. This is the 2013 movie about the magicians who are robbers.
Oh, I never saw this. It was supposed to be really good.
So it has actress Isla Fisher in it.
Oh, yeah.
And she was filming a scene where she does an underwater magic trick.
Okay.
And in it, her release chain got stuck to her costume. And so she almost drowned filming the scene.
Shut up.
I've seen the video of it. She's like screaming for help, but it looks like the scene is so good.
Wait, you're like, there are so many people watching. Why were they not stopping?
I thought she was really good at acting.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah. Luckily, she didn't die. Just the movie did.
Okay.
Although there was a sequel.
Okay. Yeah. I bet she asked for a stunt double on the sequel.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling.
I don't know. I think she still went for it.
Yeah.
Number two from Star Wars: A New Hope. The Tunisian government asked George Lucas to move his sandcrawler vehicle away from the Libyan border while they were filming.
Okay, this sounds serious.
Because apparently Libya mistook it for a military vehicle, and they were threatening armed retaliation against it.
Legitimately almost started a war between two countries.
And the number one craziest behind-the-scenes moment that happened on a movie set, this is for How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
What could happen on that one? Yeah. Is that the Jim Carrey one that we're talking about?
Yeah, the Jim Carrey remake.
10 hours of makeup every day or something.
Oh, wasn't that crazy?
Apparently, to help him prepare for those 10-hour makeup sessions, he had to be given CIA-level torture training.
No.
No.
Just so he could withstand it.
That's terrible.
And so they put him through stuff like stress positions, hooding, and something called rectal feeding.
Which is what Jeffrey did last weekend.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like I need to audition to be the next Grinch whenever that comes out. Coming up
after this,
someone's about to win $500 with your free money phone tap.
And some rectal feeding from Jeffrey.
Yeah. It's possible. We're going to do it next.